The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And this is our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun. We figure that since it's hot out, you're probably going to be inside. There's a lot of stuff that you could listen to. So we're going to just introduce you to some good people doing good business and good things. Today's guest is a friend of mine. I used to work for him quite a few years ago. Very good attorney. Kevin McCarthy of McCarthy Law. How are you today, sir?
Michelle, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. It's been a while. We got a chance to just catch up briefly before the show. So why don't you give the listeners the rundown on McCarthy Law? It's grown so much since I left there, and there's a lot of exciting things going on. You guys are really doing some good work.
I would describe us as we've become more of a consumer firm. We represent almost always the consumer in three areas. Number one, we help folks that have too much debt. Think folks that have $50,000 or more in credit card debt, and we can help them resolve that debt for 58 to 60 cents on the dollar. We also help people that have private student loan debt, and they can pretty much expect the same thing to settle their student loan debt about, if it's private, around 58 to 60 cents on the dollar. Out of this since you've left is that we now help people that have been wronged in association with their employment. So we do what they call employment law. We help folks that have been fired or terminated from their job or their rights have been violated by their employer, and we can help them get the justice they require. And then I guess we have, there are four things, because the other thing we do, which kind of relates to the housing business for sure, is that we do help people remove errors from their credit report. We do that at no charge to them, unlike a lot of people who charge a lot of money. We don't charge folks to get errors off their credit report. And if we have to sue the bad guys to get the errors to go away, our clients can end up not only getting their errors removed, but walking away with some money in their pocket. So it's kind of an exciting practice.
Do you want to go into some detail about the credit errors and the removal? Just give some examples so people know that there's hope to get these items removed and maybe move on with their life.
Oh, sure. I think it's between 1 out of 5 and 1 out of 6 people have at least one error in their credit report, at least one. Obviously, there's a lot. There's millions of folks nationwide that have errors in their credit report, and those errors can keep them from getting the job they want. They can keep them from getting the house they want. They have to pay more for their auto insurance. There's just a lot of reasons why you don't want errors on your credit report. We see a lot of different errors. People go through a bankruptcy, and they'll still show that they owe debt on their credit report that was discharged in the bankruptcy. We see double reporting where a debt, you have one debt and it's reporting as being owed to two creditors. We've seen debt that's been paid by the borrower and it still shows up as owing. There's a myriad of errors that people have in their credit reports that we can fix. And Once we take a client on, we'll go through a dispute process and encourage to credit reporting agencies to remove the error, and then if they don't, we'll file a lawsuit against them and the creditor for the errors, because that's a violation of federal law to not repair errors in the credit report once they've had notice that they exist. So and we'll sue them, and then depending on the settlement, I think virtually every time the error is removed, but often we get settlement money to settle the debt, pay our attorney's fees, and then get some money for the client for their trouble. So it's a really cool process. I mean, a lot of folks in that industry charge people hundreds of dollars a month to do credit repair work, and they're not lawyers. They don't even, so when it doesn't get fixed, they really can't do anything except send a nasty letter. The nice part about having us do it is that A, you don't charge them anything, and B, we actually can get the errors removed. It's really it's kind of a cool business for sure.
Like you said, the statistics are one out of, say, every five or six, there's an error.
Yes.
Now they're finally deciding to get back into buying something, or even if they're getting a car, who knows what they're going to be doing.
Right.
Now they look at their credit and they go, oh my God, this is still on here. Maybe most people just don't realize that they can go get a copy of their credit report and they should be reviewing it. So what's the best process for somebody to say, all right, I heard this podcast, I might have something. And even if I pretty much sure I don't, I need to look at my credit report. So what do you suggest that they do? What's the best process?
You know, the best process is just to contact us, and we can help them get copies of their credit report at no charge, and then we'll look at them together and see what errors are in there. And if there are errors in there, we'll just fix them. You know, I was thinking one of the errors that you've seen quite a bit that I didn't mention is, you know, you still have a lot of people who did short sales during the Great Recession, but the credit report will show it as foreclosure. And as you know, foreclosure is a huge ding on your credit versus a short sale. So that's another big, big area that we see on the credit error spectrum. But for people that need help, that they're not sure, they should just contact us. Go to our website. All the phone numbers are there at McCarthyLawyer.com. They can speak with one of our team that will help them get their credit reports and then figure out those errors.
And they don't have to pay for the credit report, and they also don't have to pay for the evaluation with somebody at the firm, and they're not paying for the attorney to sue if it gets to the point where the errors aren't removed. So kind of sounds like it's a no-brainer that everybody, if they think that they've got an issue, better be picking up the phone and calling you guys just to see where things stand.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I mean, there's just no reason for anybody to pay for credit report, and to, you know, not when a reputable firm like mine says, I can do it for nothing. It's just crazy for people to pay. So, because the process can take, you know, between, if they don't fix it right away, it can take 90 or 120 days. So the time to do it is before you're going to make a major purchase, right? Or need to take advantage of your score.
Well, yeah, because it could change whether you're going to get approved, or it's going to change how much you're actually going to pay for it. So can you give your website again so that, and I'm going to post all that information also, but if you could give that would be great.
Sure. It's McCarthyLawyer.com. Just my name, McCarthyLawyer.com.
Because there's so many other services that you offer, employment law, and we can talk more details about the student loan and the reduction of people's debt. I think you should come back on, do a little bit longer show, and that way we can cover those topics, because people have a stereotype on attorneys. So it's nice to see that you're going down the opposite path where you're really trying to help out the consumer. So it's very refreshing. Let's say that at the least.
Thanks, Michelle. Much appreciated. I completely agree with you. We're always looking for lines of business in which we can get paid from the winnings as opposed to, you know, beating people out of money they don't have. So,
well, you're doing some good work. So I appreciate you coming on, and I'll get you back on. We're going to talk about some of these other services that you offer, and maybe we can help some people out. So appreciate it very much, Kevin. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Have a great summer. Bye, Michelle.
You've been listening to our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, and I'm speaking with Kevin McCarthy at McCarthy Law. They are a consumer law firm where they are looking out for the average person. How wonderful is that? If you've got some credit issues, you're thinking about hiring somebody to repair their credit, and they're talking about how much it costs per month, it's not a smart option. Give them a call. Go to the website, which is McCarthyLawyer.com. They'll be able to get you a copy of the credit report. They'll do an evaluation with you. And if it can't be removed and it's a legitimate error, then they'll sue and they'll be able to get the issues resolved. Again, you've been listening to our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun. We're sharing with you some good people doing good business and good things. All of our guest information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I encourage you to check it out and also start using it as a resource. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Appreciate everybody listening. Make it a great day, everybody.